Well, we are opening up this week's inbox, and we're very privileged to have back with us Carl Benzio. He is a psychiatrist with our Physicians Resource Council here at Focus on the Family that provides a lot of oversight for decisions that we make in the medical sphere and beyond. And so, Carl, welcome.
Hey, great to be here with you.
Great to have you. All right, here's the question. I am a 22-year-old girl looking for a place to live within my budget. I found one place in a great location and good rent. The people even seem normal, except that they ask their renter to be 420 friendly. As a Christian, I don't know how to begin thinking about choosing to live with these people. Are there any guidelines?
Well, 420 friendly means being marijuana friendly with the marijuana culture. And this is just a very common issue that people have in evaluating what's their engagement going to be when somebody has wrong or inappropriate behavior. And first, just for this situation, money is not the key ingredient. You know, we can't look at material things to drive our decision-making process, that there's things that are way more important than just a financial aspect in the decision-making process and being able to really trust God to provide for our needs. Second is we just really don't want to let our emotions become our decision maker. Emotions are a great warning system, but they're a terrible decision making system. They don't let doctors operate on their own kids because we'd be too emotionally involved. And so, worrying about what her finances are, or what the other people are going to think about, you know, if she's going to be a fuddy-duddy about marijuana or not, we can't let those emotions weigh in on the decision making process. Trying to evaluate, those people involved, obviously with marijuana use or some kind of activity like that, you know, there's a lot of consequential behavior that goes with that. So whether there's illegal activity, whether it's just late night activity, disruptive behavior, depression, anxiety, even psychoses are part of that marijuana use, as well as some other different aberrant behavior. So trying to figure out, do I really want to engage, you know, with those kind of activities? That's going to be healthy for me and my life management principles. And then be able to ask them back, you know, if they're asking you, are you going to be 420 friendly? Well, are you going to, asking them back, are you going to be people friendly? So as far as boundaries as a roommate or a housemate, you know, what's the courtesies that they're going to provide you? Are they going to make fun of you if you don't partake in their activity? Are they going to be respectful of your property, of, you know, when they get the munchies, are they going to be eating all your food, you know, in the refrigerator? Are they going to clean up after themselves after they have all their friends over and hanging out? So being able to just regular relationship screening kind of process to see, you know, where are they in a good reciprocal relationship, not just a one-sided, hey, you have to give in to all the things we want, but we're not going to give in to the things that, that you want. In relationships, I just have two criteria. Am I influencing them positively, and are they influencing me positively? If it's yes, then I stay in the relationship. If it's no, I get out of the relationship. I don't try to blame them or blame me. I just use that criteria. I want to be an influencer, and I don't want to be negatively influenced. So looking at, you know, what do you think is going to happen in this situation? As far as knowing yourself and understanding, well, what kind of personality do I have? Am I somebody who's easily influenced? Am I somebody who is too trusting of others? Am I somebody who's a follower and not a leader? Or am I just at a vulnerable time of my life right now where the ability to avoid these kind of temptations, you get trapped in some of this cycle of their negative behavior or sinful behavior, just might be too hard for me to resist. Maybe I just started a new job, or I'm separated from my family and out living in a new state or something like that. And there's just a lot of vulnerability to fall into Satan's traps in these kind of situations. So to be able to guard your mind, guard your heart, and to be able to avoid those kind of things would probably be the more prudent aspect. As we answer anybody back, you know, we need to know that we're all sinners. We all struggle. We all have areas that we make mistakes. So how to be able to treat that other person, even though they make this request of you, in a gracious way, in a loving way, and show them God's love and compassion. And then whenever somebody's asking you to do something that's wrong, to be able to think, well, what kind of witness am I to other people who are watching? So I might know that this marijuana use is wrong, and I'm not going to partake of it, but if my niece or if my nephew or my younger sibling maybe sees me in this house with these people that are partaking of this activity, maybe that's going to adversely influence them or cause them to think that, well, maybe this is right because Aunt, you know, Uncle Carl is doing this with these people, so it must be okay. And they might start getting the wrong idea of what's biblical and what's God's intention for us and life management principles versus what's the world trying to teach us. Mm-hmm. So those would be the things that I would put out there to discern in a difficult situation.
Yeah, good thoughts. And I like what you said about just, you know, do you project yourself in this situation? Do you want to be in this situation? I mean, it's one thing, and of course, Colorado, where I am, is now marijuana has been legalized. Are we talking about a large, like, apartment complex here where there will be, like, single units where people are smoking pot? Or are you talking about, like you alluded to, sharing an apartment with someone where you're walking into your door and people are there smoking weed? I mean, that's like, Do you really want that to be your experience?
It's in the lion's den.
And again, yeah, I mean, and where are you in that? How easily influenced are you? So thanks so much for weighing in. Good thoughts.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right, folks, that is it for this week's show. Please do write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can answer your question in the future. You can also hop over and find us on Facebook or on Twitter or on Instagram. One thing that we would love for you to do is to go to boundless.org/love and tweet that you like us. We're kind of doing a little Twitter campaign to let folks know who we are via our own fans. And so boundless.org/love, and you can go ahead and post a tweet there. So that's it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.
The Boundless Show is a production of Boundless.org. Focus on the family.